When we look at the current economic situation, the financial crisis which is hitting this country, how hard do you think will the working class be hit by this? Because right now we are not at the bottom of things.
Well, it's going to get worse. You're seeing the credit market right now crash, and small construction companies are having to lay people off because they can't borrow money to make payroll. Big companies aren't getting orders, so they're laying people off. As always, we end up paying the price for their decisions.
You were mentioning that you're signing on more union members right now. Is it because of the economic crisis to some extent that people are waking up again to say, like, you know, we have to do something?
Oh, absolutely. People are really angry. They're really mad about what's going on. I mean, think about this. You've been told if you work hard and you play by all the rules, you get the American dream, you get to own a home, you get to send your kids to school, they'll do better than you. And they see their companies making bad decisions, and they take their health care away, declare bankruptcy, take their pension away, lose their job, can't send the kid to school. It wasn't their fault. They didn't do anything wrong. They're angry. They're looking for a voice, and they know that unions are the last line of defense.
So how many people are you signing up right now? I mean, unions have been struggling in the last few years, a little bit, members running away from them, basically.
In our community group, Working America, we're signing up between 30 and 50,000 members a week, associate members to the AFL-CIO.
If you look at the election and look at the possible choices we have right now, what do you expect if McCain gets elected? Where will it go from here for the working class?
It'll go straight downhill. I mean, McCain would be another 4 or 8 years of exactly what George Bush gave you. Look at all his policies. Free trade policies, doesn't matter how many people laid off, no matter how dismal a failure it's been for the country. You know, he wants to privatize Social Security. So even your pension will be subject to the ravages of a market. When you look at this market that's out there now, he's one of the ones that says deregulate everything, get government off your back. And that deregulation is what's given rise to the crisis that we're now in. Barack Obama, on the other hand, supports policies that are good for working people. He's been a friend for working people all his career. And I think he says it best when he says, politics didn't bring me to working families. Working families brought me to politics. And his economic policies are geared towards us. He knows the trade policies aren't working. He wants to see what is good, what is bad, and get rid of them, renegotiate them so that they work for this country. He wants to make us energy independent and create good green jobs while he's doing it, and we can.
When we kind of, you know, look at the fact that we have these two different candidates, how crucial do you think is the issue of race in this particular election?
It'll be an issue. I mean, it'll continue to be an issue. Our undecideds right now are breaking 3 to 5% a week in favor of Barack Obama, and the trend is picking up. We'll probably have a greater percentage of our members vote for Barack Obama than we had for John Kerry.
But how do you exactly tackle this racial issue?
Just straight on. If they say, I'm not voting for him because he's a black man, you ask them what price they're willing to pay. Are you willing to give up your job? Are you willing to give up your health care? Are you willing to give up your pension? Are you willing to give up your kids' education and a better future? Because that's exactly what you're paying. For you to feel that way, economically, it doesn't make sense to you. And some of them, most of them come around. They find out what's in their economic best interest. Some don't.